Yeah, so I'm looking to do an article on the topic of 15 seconds with GPT-O that changed AI forever. So that's kind of the working title. And it's going to be all about GPT's new o1 model and the implications of it and how serious it is. And so just to kind of give some context, in the last week or so, OpenAI have released a new live streaming model, I think it's called, which is like a voice assistant, which is really, really cool. But, and so there's a lot of hype about that. But actually, I think the big event here that everyone should be excited about is the release of this o1 model, or o1 preview as it's currently called, which is available to GPT Plus members and is also available via the API to, I think, tier 4 API users at the moment. And there's o1 preview and there's o1 mini preview, or o1 mini, I think it's called. But there's actually a big o1 model which is going to be coming soon, like the large model, and that's the one that everyone's excited about. So in terms of the structure for this actual article, I've kind of got it four kind of possible sections here. First, we've got the introduction, where we can start with like a bold statement about GPT's impact on AI, and talk about how they've introduced this new chain of thought idea for the AI, which is really, really powerful. It also sets the stage for agents, and like I say, while everyone's hyped up about this new voice assistant API, this real-time API, the actual way that we'll get to agents is by having better planning, and that's exactly what GPT-O enables. So very, very excited about it. And then the second part of the structure is we can have the 15-second transformation, which will basically be me talking about how there are I have my own collection of prompts that I use to test language models, and some of them are very, very complicated. And there's one prompt in particular that I previously had to use a kind of mixture of models to actually get the prompt done. I had to use Opus, Sonnet 3.5, and Gemini 1.5 Pro, which I found to be the strongest models. In terms of reasoning, I had to use all three of them together and then have Opus select the winner. But what I actually found was that o1 Preview was able to do a better result than all three of them combined, just in one shot, basically. So it's a very, very clever model. It's very good at logic, it's very good at reasoning, and it can do things. From what I've seen in the press, it can do things that, like PhD dissertations and just crazy stuff like that. And then for the third section, we can talk about why GPT is always actually powerful. So we can talk about the technical side of things, maybe some facts, maybe some, the parameters, how it works, the API costs, maybe some case studies from other people, things like that. And then finally, the fourth section will be the future. So we can talk about the fact that this, the main GPT-O large, whatever they're going to call it, is going to drop potentially sometime in the next few months. We don't know what the release date is, but it's just going to be much more powerful. And a lot of people who've got access to it, which I think this week they had the dev day, and a lot of people who were at the dev day got early access to it and said it's absolutely incredible. So in terms of keywords, we can search for this. Obviously, we want to search for OpenAI GPT-O1, and that's the name of the model, O1. We maybe want to search GPT-O case studies. Maybe search for GPT-O release date, and that'll kind of bring up rumors and things. And also maybe ChatGPT rumors. And also kind of just general questions about how it works and what's the best language model and things like that. So I think that's it anyway. So hopefully you can get this article done.